Hey guys, Brian John Spencer here. Day 24 of the Ireland 32 Days project. It is April 8th, 2016. No, sorry, 2017. Jeez, 4 months in, so I can't get months right. Anyway, I'm sitting in Main Street here in Killarney with Sean Brown. Met Sean via Owen Kelleher, a guy I know on Twitter. Sean is active but discreet enough on the old Twitter. Works in the local fabricating company, young family. From Cashel, County Tipperary, but you've been living here now the last
22 years.
Yeah, 20. So you're half
blowing.
And half. Yeah, yeah.
Blowing.
All right, okay. So here, tell me about life in Killarney.
Well, as you can see, Brian, already we're early in the tourist season. It's maybe a month off from the peak of kicking off, and you can see it's quite a busy thoroughfare here already. People from all over the world enjoying Killarney and the national park. It's a very diverse town. You've all nationalities living here. You have such a wide range of things to do here. You can you can enjoy all the bars all day if you like, or you can go to the national park, you can row, you can climb the mountains, you can visit the rest of Kerry, which is never ending. There's always something to do and see here.
Sink a few pints?
You can sink a few pints here. We're outside the Laurels, which would be one of the more famous pubs here in Killarney. It's owned by the O'Leary family.
Yeah.
It's very famous for tourism. There would have been a lot of Americans in the back here that would have came here over the years to hear traditional Irish music, songs, storytelling. And it's called the singing pub, but there's not too much singing going on here anymore.
Yeah. Well,
it's known definitely all over America. Anyone who's visited Ireland will tell you they were in the Laurels pub.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Right. So I'm going to be painting that in the next 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Just tell me quickly, I was asking you, why is Killarney so special like this? Like, the only thing that I've seen like it is Westport. It feels like sort of postcard, Irish postcard come to life. But you say there's sort of an origin. What kick-started that?
Well, in 18... not 100%. I think it was 1851 or 2. Queen Victoria came and visited Killarney. And she stayed in Muckers House, which is right on the lake here. Killarney is a lake district. There's three lakes here. And as you can see around you, it's covered in by the mountains. We're living in the valley of them mountains.
Yeah.
And after Queen Victoria's visit, she really put the town on the map. And ever since, it's hugely popular from that time on with English tourists. And obviously then you'd have a lot of Americans coming tracing their roots. And once they leave Dublin, number one stop for them after Dublin is always into Kerry and Killarney.
Well, I'll definitely be back. And I think you've made the offer, like, so I can't not now.
Well, you're more than welcome, isn't it?
So tell me quickly, there's a fascinating story. This isn't a town just of people working, you know, in tourism and hospitality. There's a big crane builder. Can you tell me the story of Hans Lieber?
That was Hans Lieber came and visited Killarney with his wife in the early 60s, and he was met by some local councillors and business interests, and they showed him around the town. And by the time he was leaving, he asked, would he get permission to build a hotel on the lake shore, which is the Hotel Europe, which we've seen earlier on, and as you can testify, it's quite a spectacular hotel. And part of the deal was, they said they'd give him permission for his hotel, but he said he'd bring a factory here to town, which at the time was maybe 500-600 jobs, good conditions, which was the Lieber Crane Factory, and they're building cranes there since the 60s, and they're carrying them by truck to Phoenix Harbour, which is a quite deep harbour. And then they've been shipped all over the world from there.
Yeah.
But Hans Lieber has invested in the town hugely over the years, and his family continue to do so. In the golf clubs, in, like, it's the heartbeat of Killarney town. It was a good job, it was good money.
Yeah.
And at the time, if you couldn't get into the civil service, if you could get into Lieber, you had a job for life and you had good conditions.
Yeah.
And it was the number one job in town and still is today, to be honest.
It is just striking. We're in Hotel Europe there. It's unbelievable. Walked past or drove past the factory, incredible. And then you're telling me Fassbender? You remind me of Fassbender?
Well, Michael Fassbender, he grew up here in town. His dad had a restaurant down at the end of the street we're standing on here. It was the West End House.
Yeah.
Joseph Fassbender had it. And Michael grew up, he went to school here in town. He was in amateur dramatics here in town.
Yeah.
Actually, one of his close friends, we went to see the sculpture of Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty, also known as the Scarlet Pimpernel. And one of his very good friends is actually going to tour in America shortly. Donald Courtney is his name. And he's doing a one-man show about Hugh O'Flaherty.
Yeah.
And himself and Fassbender and a few more friends used to do little productions here in town.
Yeah.
And that was his introduction into acting. And as we know now, he's world famous actor, do you know?
Incredible.
But he's very proud of his Killarney roots. He visits here. He'd actually, anytime he comes, he'd call in here for a pint into the Laurels.
Class.
He's a regular visitor around town. And more often than not, it's people from outside of town are fascinated when they see him on the streets. Whereas in Killarney, he's more or less left alone by the locals. If you know him, you know him. If you don't, you leave him alone.
Of course, yeah.
Simple as that.
And I want to touch on what happened in 2011 with when your father welcomed Queen Elizabeth to Cashel. But before that, we've got just over 4 minutes left. Tell us a little bit about, obviously, Kerry's well known for Skibbereen, it's well known for Dingle. Are these parts
Skibbereen
of...
Skibbereen is Cork.
Oh, is it?
Skibbereen is West Cork, yeah.
Gee, sorry. Well, those more southerly parts of Kerry, are these areas that you would go off to for the weekend? Or what are they like?
You'd be doing them on day trips and that. Like, Dingle is an absolutely beautiful town, big tourist town as well. You've Kemmare, which is another... Almost every town in Kerry is a tourist town.
Yeah.
You'd you go to the coast like that. There's no big need to leave Killarney because I'm living here 22 years.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of Killarney that I've left.
Yeah.
I've climbed all the reeks. I've been on all the lakes. There's just so much more that you need to do and see here. It's never ending.
Yeah, yeah.
And every day you get up then, the view is different. It changes with the weather. If it's overcast, it's a different view. If it's sunny, even if it's raining, it's still a nice view. It's just you're getting wet looking at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's never ending.
Yeah, it is an incredible place. I think Galway really struck me as somewhere I have to come back to. And again, Kerry is just incredible, so like I said, I will be back. The last thing I really want to talk about is your father,
Michael
Brown, very famous as a man, Sinn Féin councillor and mayor of Cashel, who in 2011 broke with all convention and tradition, the Sinn Féin representative, and met, shook hands, hosted and delegate and interacted with
Queen Elizabeth,
the monarch
of
the crowd of Great Britain.
Yeah, it was a big step at the time, and it was a bold step on his behalf. But I think you stayed in Cashel. But if you would have spoken to anybody who knew the man, if you were willing to give a hand of respect to that man, no matter who you were or where you're from, the hand of respect would be offered back.
Yeah.
If you. He wouldn't stand for oppression. He wouldn't look up at you. He wouldn't look down at you.
Yeah.
He'd meet you on eye level.
Yeah.
He'd look you in the eye, and he'd respect you.
Yeah.
And I think the overwhelming majority of people within the town at the time, they were quite happy to have the Queen, and they were proud to host her there.
Yeah.
It was a big move. It was, for me personally, it was a big move. I'm not too sure how I would have felt if I was mayor of the town. Would I have been brave enough to do what he'd done? I'm not sure, I'll be honest with you. But undoubtedly, he had the get-out clause.
Yeah.
He was dying at the time.
Yeah.
He was in a wheelchair when he met her. He was dying of cancer. He was after outliving the doctors by maybe 2 months at that stage. So he had the get-out clause. If he didn't want to do it, he needn't have done it. But he felt he was there representing the people of the town, of the county, and possibly of the country at the time.
Yeah.
And I think if you asked around, the majority of the people were happy with what he'd done. They supported him and what he'd done.
Yeah.
No, he fell out with some lifelong friends over it. They weren't happy.
Yeah.
But 2 months later, when Martin McGuinness met her, they were quite happy for him to meet her. So,
but you were saying
they left themselves down there.
Yeah. We've just got a minute left of this. Fasted contributions you're making. You were saying you had a conversation with your father when you were floating the idea. There was some strong opposition from family members, people who then actually protested.
Yeah,
but what is it you're saying? You said to your father you have a chance to go into the history
books.
Well,
I said when the history books have been written, I said in 100 years' time, I said when all this conflict and hopefully the island, all of Ireland is at peace with each other, I said, do you want to go down in the history books as the man who refused the hand of friendship and of peace? Or do you want to go down for what you stood for all your life, which was, he was a true Republican.
Yeah.
And like I explained to you last night, his Republic included you, it includes the Orange.
Yeah.
You'll never have a true Irish Republic until the white needs to disappear.
Yeah.
And the green and orange need to merge.
Okay.
And the white is a grey area, and people can get away with both sides being bigots and holding tough on their sides. But you really need, for a true Irish Republic, you need the green and orange to merge.
Yeah.
And that's your only hope.
Yeah, the 10 minutes is almost up. I'm going to leave it at that for now. We may start part two in a second, but either way, I just want to say to Sean and the family, the Browns. Thank you so much for the hospitality and for the turn, and I hope to see you soon. Otherwise, I'll share this on Twitter and you can follow up here. Yeah. So thank you very much. Yeah, no,